Andrew, KA3KACA.
Are you?
You good? Hey, I wanted to ask you, you have a hotspot, correct? I don't know if you have it in your radio or not, but Talk Group 3199 is the U.S. hurricane. That, it's funny, I've had mine and I've been so busy programming everybody else's radio. Kevin had a chance to go look through the channels, and Chandler contacted me yesterday and told me about it.
I've got that one. It may be in my code club, but I don't think I have it in my normal thought groups. I think since I've monitored it, I haven't heard a whole lot on it. I'm not saying they don't use it, but I might not have had it on a static talk group and might not have heard anything. But, yeah, I've got it in my code plug. I just don't have it programmed into the radio right now.
So I wasn't sure. I just tried to let everybody know. I monitored it last night. There were a lot of check-ins. There were a lot of people clicking up, not checking in, but keying up and identifying themselves. But as it gets closer to us, toward the middle of the week or whatever, I'm going to see if the activity picks up.
Do you do HF at all?
I have HF radios. I don't have antennas up. I used to do the hurricane watch net all the time.
I still do the hurricane watch net, so I usually listen to that if I can. But, you know, once it kind of becomes a tropical storm again, they cut everybody loose, which is understandable. But they usually stream that online, too, if I remember correctly.
So, alrighty. Well, I just wanted to make sure that those people that have a hot spot know about that. That's a quick way, too, because the HF sometimes can have some backlash or the noise in it. So, if you're not... God, I can't even think of what I wanted to say. I haven't had my coffee yet this morning. Sorry about that. So, but yeah, that's all I wanted to know, too, is let you know. Have you heard Patrick or Ken on yet?
Patrick, you know, he kind of comes and goes at different times. Ken is, you can almost set your watch by him for about 5 minutes. He'll usually be on the radio about 5:30 to 5:35 every morning. And, he's pretty consistent in that one. It's rare that you ever hear him on any earlier than that.
Well, the last, I think it was Saturday. He didn't hear anybody Saturday, but got up with Robert, KQ4CRG. He came by Saturday and got him all hooked up on DMR, got his code plugged in for him.
For long, everybody's going to be coming to you to get their code plugged up.
How hard it is, Andrew, to do it. And if I could get people started off on the right foot, so to say, to at least get onto DMR, some of them, I mean, back in 2015 when I first got started, everybody was like, oh, just do it yourself. You know, they didn't want to help, but I know how turned off I got so with DMR. But I've since got a new radio and more videos, and I have more training. When I say I watched all the videos a couple dozen times to learn stuff, so it just makes it easier for the next person trying to get involved in DMR.
Only that. I mean, my TYT is, oh man, it was horrible to find a code plug for it, and I finally managed to get one from, I don't even think it was off the main SC Heart website, or it might have been, but then I had to go in there and change it to match my radio because I got the UV380, and I think all they had was a normal TYT380, which is two different radios, and you can't use the same code plug. It was a pain in the butt. And yeah, I was in the same boat. You could always try to upload it to like a OneDrive, and you can send people links to it. You know, as you update it, you can send them a link. That way they've got a current copy of it.
You said that because that's actually what I've been working on. I went through and tried to tweak up some of the clothes, and I just not have it moved it over to the OneDrive yet. But yeah, it just makes it so much easier. Because I've had people that have a charter.net account send me emails and I not get their emails, period, whatsoever, not even in junk or spam. And then I've had others do the same thing, send it to me, and I get it with no problem. So I'm not sure what's going on. So I basically have like three different email accounts.
I don't know. I would just take the code plug and put it in a zip file and upload it to OneDrive, and you can share that. It shouldn't be that hard for anybody to download.
Well, I know what you mean. So how was your weekend there, sir? Did you have a restful weekend, or were you busy?
Busy. We sold popcorn at Lowe's, let's see, Saturday morning and Sunday night. And that way it gives my boys a chance to earn some money to put in their scout account so they can learn to be thrifty and pay their own way for summer camps and stuff. So we dedicated a few hours of that this weekend, and yesterday was wife's birthday, so we did a little bit of stuff with her, not too much. And we try to be laid back on our birthday. But other than that, it was good. How was yours?
I did get the chance to rest a lot this weekend. Spent a few hours with Robert. Got his code plug up and running. Then just kind of took it easy Saturday. And then yesterday was a day of rest for Sally and I. She had a problem. She's got a problem with her ear. We're not sure if it's an ear infection or what. But so she kind of rested it. So far, like that, it's kind of hurting just like the one side of the face between like the ear and the jaw. So we'll see how she goes today. She just rested, put some heat on it, and rinsed it, the jaw and mouth out, you know, a couple times with some salt water, so forth like that. But I'm hoping her hearing's a lot better today than it was yesterday. KA3JCA.
I hope so. That anytime it's something like that, man, it's no fun. Definitely that. Hopefully she gets feeling better.
KO4CEF. Commute in the morning.
I had 25 minutes spent on traffic.
Okay. Now, I've heard you on at 5:30 when I check in sometimes, but I just happened to have it on from last night. Never turned the volume down and heard you, so it's like, well, Kid must be the first one up every morning, or not Kid, Andrew.
I don't want to say I'm usually the first one. Sometimes Patrick will beat me, but I usually try to be on the road about 5:25. I think Ken's probably up. He gets up at like 3 or 4 or who knows and starts drinking his coffee, but he doesn't actually get outside to the car until about 5:30 or so. So I think I'm usually the first one on the road if Patrick's not already on the road getting to his first truck. But other than that, and then everybody else kind of follows.
Pause just in case that kid was out there or Patrick. But nope, they're probably still drinking the last cup of coffee before they hit the road. Hi, hi.
So I see you have APRS that you run. What are you? Do you have a radio that acts as a digipeater, or is that just from your DMR?
I have it set up by DMR. If I get a chance the next week or so, I'm actually going to dig my stuff out of the garage. I used to run a digipeater in a full-blown weather station all the time because I had a Pete Brothers weather station, but it actually got damaged severely when I was in Florida when Charlie, Gene, and Francis come through. It was like taking a couple of hot butter knives or sharp knives and slicing everything up.
To run a digipeater for a little while, but I hate sacrificing my main antenna on the house. I don't really run it too often. And I had it. I was going to try to beacon it out with weather. I used to run a Wee Weather, whatever it's called, on my Raspberry Pi. I did that for a while and used it, but I couldn't ever get the weather report right because I was trying to do the what was it, CW Ops or something like that, or what's CW? But anyway, it's the Citizen Weather Reporting. I tried to set all that up, but it just never would format right, my file, and it was just kind of weird, so I just gave up on that one.
Yeah, I, by DMR, the radio that I use right now, for DMR and analog, it actually sends out the signal, both VHF analog and digital DMR. So, but it's all on the same antenna currently with the radio where it transmits my position. I think there's a way that I could connect it for the weather to be attached to this same radio.
So the digital portion of that, how does it work if you're only running off repeaters? Like if you didn't have a hotspot, would that still work?
No, because what happens is I don't know what the other networks are doing for a talk group to submit it. Brandmeister uses talk group 310 for the country code for the U.S. and so forth, and then it uses died. So it's, that six digits is the talk group ID that sends the APRS data from your Anytone radio or radio that has it, if you, whatever DMR. As long as it will transmit digital and it transmits APRS, you tell it to do that, and it does it in a separate talk group. So the minute I unkey the mic, it's like a 30-second blast, not even that.
That's something I'm not trying to set up. I don't even know if my radio will do it because it doesn't have APRS on it. So I don't know. But, yeah, that's pretty neat. I was just curious about that.
Patrick takes his hotspot with him, so I know that even when he's on 610, I'm not sure if he's using the Anytone to talk on 610 or if he has something different in the truck for APRS, but technically if he were to run his hotspot in digital mode and he was talking to us on DMR, through the Brandmeister network, that every time he basically unkeyed his radio, it will send a blurb out on to that talk group 310-999 KA3JCA.
If I ever pick up another DMR radio, I'll definitely have to get that set up because it'll either be the Anytone or that new GD88 from Radio Oddity.
A couple of friends on the radio that I've met to just talk to like 9300, 9100 that have that radiosity radio that they really like it and so forth like that. Not familiar with how it works, but I can imagine it's pretty much got all the bells and whistles like the Anytone 878 does.
She sent me a video where somebody was comparing it, and, you know, most of it's pretty much the same. I think the one thing that'll probably sell me, I don't know if the 878 does it, but where it has basically two VFOs that can send and receive all at the same time. Like, mine has two VFOs, my radio I'm talking on now, but it can only transmit on one VFO, and it can't listen on the other one while it's transmitting, where that GD88 can do both at the same time. I thought that was pretty impressive.
Yeah, 878 handheld, I don't believe does it. I'll actually have to try that later today. But I know I can have both VFOs on. But I'm going to say it doesn't do it because it only has the one speaker. Whereas the Anytone 578 mobile rig, the UV3 Plus, it has two separate speaker jacks, two separate speakers. And so, like, there's times that I've been on this repeater, and while I'm talking, the DMR channel goes off in the background. So a lot of times I either have to remember to turn the volume down, or I just disable the sub channel temporarily while I'm talking.
I didn't realize that radio had that capability either. I tell you what, I wish somebody would come out with I'd love to have a nice DMR radio with either a detachable faceplate or like my Yaesu FTM-400, where it's just a total separate piece, and the body of the radio sits somewhere else. But so far, I haven't really seen a good one. There's a couple of them out there, but they're just not good. Like, I think TYT makes one, and that thing is, it is ugly, and the faceplate don't look good. It only holds, you know, 50,000 contacts, which is next to nothing, you know, when you're talking about DMR.
Yeah, that the and I'll actually double board today because I have a credit, but I'm going to order it. It's the Anytoad 578 UV 3 Plus mobile that I have now. The company just came out with a handheld Bluetooth microphone that does everything the faceplate on your radio does because it doesn't separate. And you could put the radio supposedly behind your seat, under your seat of the trunk, hook it all up, and you have this Bluetooth microphone that you use, and it's got no strings, no cords attached to it. It's all Bluetooth.
For HGX. Good morning, gentlemen.
KO4 CEF.
Good morning, Patrick. KA3JCA.
Seen that speaker mic they're talking about? You're talking about there, Richard. That's a good looking piece of equipment too.
Patrick, I'm thinking about picking it up since I have, you know, I've won two drawings on there for the membership plus, so I've got some credit, and I think the microphone's like $150, but there's times where I've been on this radio, and I'll go to raise the head of the bed up the hospital bed, and I'll catch it, and I'll pull my cord, and it wants to pull the radio, not so much off onto the floor, but it comes close to the edge of the dresser. So I have to be careful. So that's why I'm thinking about going ahead and just get that. That way I don't have to worry about the mic cord. That's the only... I wish this cord was another 2 foot longer.
Know that y'all talking about?
Let's come website and take a look at it, Andrew. Go ahead.
I wanted to let you know. I let Andrew know already, but I've been so busy plugging with everybody's radio and helping him with DMR that I hadn't really had a chance to go through a lot of the frequencies of the talk group. And Chandler actually called me yesterday and let me know about that U.S. hurricane dead on talk group 3199. If you have the Ultra Code plug that's part of what I sent you, it'll be under the weather zone, under the zone that was called weather. And it's in there with some of the other Oxcom frequencies.
I have to check that out then. I do have that. I'm the one that sent you the Ultra Code plug.
Should be in the zone that's called weather. So I need to go back through today. It's like that some of the ones I'm going to hide right now are the parks on the air and the blind hams, and there's a test and the quad net. I'm going to turn those, or not turn them off, but just hide the zones right now.
Some of that Ultra Code plug gets to be too much.
If you hide the zones, you just can't go up and down with the front button through the zones. I mean, you could go through the ones that are there, so don't hide them all. But if you still needed to get to them, you could go through the menu and then go to zone and then go up and down. And you can see them that way. It's just the front toggle takes them where you can't see them right away on your screen, is my understanding. I'm going to play with that later.
I'll call it on that one. I'm going to try to walk on in here and go ahead and get started. So, y'all have a great one this morning. Patrick, be safe. I don't know what happened to Ken this morning. I don't even see him on the map. I know he was going to try to run his HT and APRS, but ain't no telling. Maybe he slept in or he's going out of town or something, but anyway, y'all have a good one. 73KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
73 is Andrew. Have a great day. KO4HK.
73 Andrew, KA3JCA.
73 Andrew, KN4TFW.
KA3JCA, did you ever get your Bluetooth speakers working?
Playing around with it this morning. I mean, I've been trying to get in for 10 minutes, but my push to talk for whatever reason, doesn't seem like it's working to the radio this morning, so I got to figure that out. And I noticed yesterday, I heard you yesterday evening, and it, so when I'm riding down the road and I got it Bluetooth to the car stereo, when the radio keys up, it takes like 10 seconds before the speakers connect. And then once it's connected, it stays connected until it drops out for, you know, 10 or 15 seconds. So I can't figure it out.
The Bluetooth section that's in the CPS software that we might have to go in and adjust for your radio in your car, I'll look at it today. I'm sorry I didn't get back with you. We had some issues with Robert's radio, kind of like what we did with yours. He was here from like 10 o'clock till 2 o'clock on Saturday.
Andrew and I got on right after you left me, we got it figured out. It's when on the 285, when, you know, the repeater's got a long tail, and if I key up before that tail drops, then I hear myself over the car speakers. But if I wait till that tail drops, then it worked fine. But I can't get it to work like that now, so I don't know what has changed.
You know, there's some Bluetooth settings under the Bluetooth tab, under the CPS software, so maybe I'll have it figured out by the time you come home. When you come home this afternoon, I'll have maybe a possible answer for you.
You should see me on the APRS, I think.
Let me turn it on here. I know I see Patrick all the time. Go ahead, pick it up, Patrick. KA3JCA.
The APRS running right now, so you won't see me.
When you're in the truck, correct?
That is correct. Once I get to the tool truck, the APRS comes on.
Sounding all right?
Yeah, it is.
Good. I didn't realize you were on your HD.
Hooked to like an outside antenna on the vehicle there, kid?
My regular mobile antenna on my car. I got my other radio disconnected right now just to see if it would work, see if APRS was working and stuff like that.
Hang up, job.
The radio's down here. This Bluetooth push to talk again, see if I can get it to work.
I hear you now, but I didn't hear you before this.
Want to make the switch?
Sounds good. Meet you over there. QSYKO4HK.
W clear.
K3JCA, QSY.